Hey there, Jen here, and this is a Happy Bit. On our episode earlier this week, Nicole Crawford talked about how mindful presence and gratitude helped her to heal from past hurts and just live in the moment with happiness. And so I want to talk a little bit in this Happy Bit about gratitude. New research is starting to explore how gratitude improves our mental health. And this is the perfect topic for the month of Thanksgiving. I know many of you in the past have participated in 30-day gratitude challenges throughout the month of November. And if that floats your boat, totally do that. But maybe you just start with starting your own gratitude practice, maybe using an app or an actual physical journal. But the goal is to change your brain and your thoughts and your mood. So in research, gratitude is strongly and consistently related to greater happiness. And gratitude helps you feel more positive emotions, improves your health, helps you cope with struggles and difficult situations, helps you be resilient. It helps you to build strong relationships, and it helps you to relish the good things that are happening in your life more. Two psychologists, Dr. Robert A. Emmons and Dr. Michael E. McCullough from the University of California at Davis and the University of Miami, have done a lot of the research on gratitude. And in one study, they had their participants write a few sentences every week, focusing on particular topics. One group wrote about things they were grateful for, and the other group wrote about things that irritated them or annoyed them. And then a third group wrote about anything they wanted, things that had affected them that week. No emphasis on positive or negative. So we have positive group, negative group, and neutral group. Guess what? After 10 weeks, the groups who wrote about gratitude and positivity were more optimistic and felt better about their lives. Also, what's surprising is they were exercising more. They had visited the doctor less often than those who were negative or neutral. Crazy, right? So how would that relate to you? Well, you could start a gratitude practice where you write down the things you're grateful for, knowing that it's going to change how you view your life. It's going to make you happier and probably even motivate you to do other things that make you happy, like exercising. Plus, it might help you to have fewer doctor visits. So it's essentially like you take your morning vitamins, you write in your gratitude journal. It's all a part of health. Now, we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor, but when we come back, I'm going to tell you even more benefits from gratitude, as well as how you can easily start your own gratitude practice. We'll be right back. If you're like me, the list of books you want to read is just getting longer. You simply don't have time to read them all. That's why I love our sponsor, Blinkist, because it's the only app that takes thousands of best-selling nonfiction books, all of our favorite self-help books, and distills them down to their most impactful elements. So you can read or listen to a book in just 15 minutes, all on your phone. That means when your friends are talking about the newest Brené Brown book, you're going to know everything that book is about with only a 15-minute investment of your time. The Blinkist library is massive and includes timeless classics like 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, all the way up to Amazon current bestsellers like 12 Rules for Life and Antidote for Chaos. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for Vibrant Happy Women listeners. Go to Blinkist.com/vibrant to start your free 7-day trial to check it out. With Blinkist, you'll expand your knowledge in just 15 minutes, plus you can listen anywhere. Just think about it. Every time you're chauffeuring the kids around, you could get through another new book and be uplifted and inspired. So again, go to Blinkist, Blinkist.com/vibrant to start your free 7-day trial. Another researcher, Martin Seligman from the University of Pennsylvania, measured the impact of a ton of different positive psychology interventions, things that make you happier, on 411 people. And he found the most effective tool, the thing that impacted their happiness way more than anything else, was writing a letter of gratitude to someone who they had never properly thanked before for something kind. The greatest intervention of all. Crazy, right? So who have you thanked lately? How have you exercised gratitude lately? It's not just for them, but it's for you. Other research shows that gratitude improves relationships because you're expressing positivity about your partner. And then it helps you to view your partner through that lens of positivity. So not only does gratitude make us happy, it increases psychological well-being, it increases self-esteem, and it decreases depression. It reduces envy, It makes people like us. It improves romantic relationships. It improves friendships. It increases our social network and support. It strengthens family relationships. It increases our spirituality, makes us more optimistic and giving, makes us less materialistic. It increases patience and improves decision-making. It helps us find meaning in our lives and in our work. It reduces blood pressure. It improves sleep. It increases the frequency of exercise, and it improves our overall health. You are less likely to abuse substances if you're grateful. It can help with coronary health events and enhance recovery from those. And gratitude is amazing. So instead of thinking it as yet another task, think of it as your daily vitamin that's going to make you feel better. So how do we start a gratitude practice? I say exercise a few gratitudes before you get out of bed. I even like to pair that up with prayer, feeling grateful and then expressing that gratitude to the universe or God. You can write a thank you note. You can thank someone just in your mind. When my husband is being particularly annoying, I like to mentally thank him for 10 good things and then send him some mental love. And that's when I don't feel like doing it actually in real life. Often I've found that mentally doing it softens me enough that I can do it in real life and smooth things over. Keeping a gratitude journal, counting your blessings, prayer, meditation, mindfulness, all of these are great practices. So pick one and start being more grateful. You'll feel amazing. So pick one of these and jump in and start treating gratitude like it's the multivitamin for your mind and heart and your health even. Be grateful. It will make everything amazing. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next week talking with the amazing Carol Tuttle. I love her, and if you haven't heard of her, you're going to love next week's episode. I will see you then, and until then, make it a great week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenryday.com.